Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. But, you know, I want to talk to Paul Davison about, you know, redigging the wells that's coming up in Birmingham on September the 15th. Well, joining us here on VFN Radio is Paul Davison. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Greg. How are you, sir?
Oh, just so glad, man. Doing good. So glad to hear from you and hear all the good things that are taking place in your life and ministry. Overflow Ministries, right?
Yes, sir. It sure is.
Yeah, you called me about what's taking place in Birmingham, and it so stirred my heart because, you know, it's been on my heart for quite some time, but also I just came through Birmingham. I was driving back from Tennessee, and I just shot a segment on Rosa Parks Boulevard, you know, to be able to play on VFN TV, and it's just just so on my heart. And then all of a sudden, you call me up.
Wow.
And you tell
cool
me, it's very cool, man, and you're telling me about this event called Redigging the Wells in Birmingham. Tell me about it.
Okay, well, the brief history on it is that there was a move of God that was happening and that was moving in the predominantly Southern black churches that were spirit-filled in the early, in the 50s and the 60s. Yet in 1963, September 15th, 1963, a terrible thing happened. And on a Sunday morning, a bomb shattered a 6th Avenue Baptist Church downtown in Birmingham and killed four little African-American girls. And
this is right after Dr. Martin Luther King gave his I Have a Dream speech in Washington, D.C., right?
That's exactly right. And see, and that march to Washington actually, you know, it originated in this area. And so there was just this huge opening of justice was beginning to prevail. And, I mean, it was just a powerful, powerful move that was going on. And when this happened, it was just a horrible thing. And the next day, a local attorney stood up at the press conference and basically spoke to the city of Birmingham and said, the city of Birmingham is not dying, it's dead. And the well of justice has been corked. And every silent person who stood by and silently watch this happen is guilty, and it shut it down. It in the spirit, it just shut this thing down in the spirit. It was just such a sad, sad thing, and so
because everything was just, I mean, the hope was up. I meant, you know, God was responding to African American Christians who were just saying, you know, we deserve to be free. We're human beings. We're men.
That's right.
Civil rights. We have rights. Dr. King, and from what I understand, it was Pastor Fred Shuttlesworth there at that church that was part of empowering Dr. King to be able to, I mean, they kind of worked together in the concept, both of them being ministers and all. I mean, they're all kind of tied together. And I mean, it's happening. It was like success. I mean, here they are on the mall, the Washington Mall, and he's given this speech. But right after that speech, then September 15th, 49 years ago this September, it was the KKK, right? The Ku Klux Klan.
Yes, it was the KKK. It was a KKK bombing, and of all the things, the lesson they said that day in that little Sunday school class that was given that day, a love that forgives, was the lesson that was taught that day.
Wow.
And this bombing happened, and so here we are, 49 years later. Fred Shuttlesworth, of course, he died. He's in the great cloud of witnesses in heaven. You know,
didn't he live long enough though to see justice happen to these KKK members that bombed his? Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, he did. But in his passing, we honor the man of God that he was.
Right.
And in this, and in this, the heart of the Redigging the Wells director Paul Hughes and the other leaders of this, they recognize that this well of justice has been corked. And so
when this attorney stood up and he made this statement saying, some say Birmingham is a dying city. Birmingham is not dying, it's dead. Birmingham's well of justice was corked. That's a proclamation. Wasn't that like resounded? Somebody took that and just kind of put that word all over the country?
Yes, you know, absolutely.
It was like a word spoken over the city at that one point.
Exactly. Yeah, the day after the bombing. That's exactly right. And I mean, so here we are 49 years later on September 15th, and this event is about that. It's about repentance of that time. It's about a gathering. This is not a political rally or anything like this. This is prayer and supplication before God. And so from noon on September 15th, Saturday, to midnight on September 15th is going to be a 12 hours of worship and praise and speakers and blessings and just this whole procession of things that are going to happen at Legion Field, and we're believing for 50,000 people to be there and in Legion Field, and at the midnight hour there will be a midnight cry to usher in Rosh Hashanah, the new year, and propel us into the Jubilee with this well of justice reopened in Birmingham, not just for Birmingham, but for the state and for the nation to go forth. And we're believing that this event will go forth from being an event to a movement across the nation for God.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, where one man suffers, we all suffer. When a people were oppressed and injustice happened to one people, it happened to all people in America. And justice stops for one, justice stops for all. Remember, Dr. King would often quote, you know, evil truly is when good men remain silent.
That's exactly right.
And so many right now today, you know, and it's so frustrating to watch people who talk a good talk, you know, quietly. But when it comes out to us being bold into the streets and on the mountaintops and proclaiming, you know, Jesus and his love for mankind and repentance.
What's right.
So where are
standing
you?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Stand for what's right. Yeah. Yeah. So this is a time of standing up, and this is a time of kneeling down.
Yes.
You know, the best way we can stand for anything is on our knees before God.
Right.
And that's what we're going to do, is we're going to stand on our knees before God in prayer and in worship. And I have to tell you this, the event starts at 12, the event itself, but there's a procession that begins at 10:30 before that. And I have to tell you about this, because this is just an awesome thing. The doors of the stadium will open at 10:30 for the worshipers to come in, and worship will begin at 10:30. At the same time, 1.7 miles away, there will be a procession that begins. And the procession is at a park real close to the Baptist church that was originally bombed 49 years ago. As this procession, it's going to have Native Americans, it's going to have Black Americans, White Americans, it's going to have, you know, horses, it's going to be a procession of all things. They will begin a march from that place to Legion Field. And as the procession enters the parking lot of Legion Field, the worshipers will open the doors and come out and meet them in the parking lot and have a Psalm 24-7 moment of open wide your ancient gates and let the King of Glory come in.
Who is this King of Glory?
King
I love
of Lord
it.
God Almighty.
Woo!
Mighty in battle. He is the King of Glory. Shoot. Amen.
Oh, my goodness. I feel it. You feel it?
Man, I feel it all over. So we're just so excited and so humbled to be a part of this and of what's going to happen, and even knowing what's going to go forth from this event, Greg, is going to be just we're just believing for a powerful move of God for months and years and even decades to come. This is, you know, it's really the Genesis 26 of Isaac going back to the wells that his father dug and redigging the wells. And once he redug the wells, God came and says, now I bless you.
Yes.
And we carry forth that blessing from here.
I know you said when you were planning things, your guys were talking about it, and you said that I'd come to your mind. Can you? What was that again? What were you saying?
Oh, about you?
Yes.
Specifically about you?
Yeah.
Well, your heart for fathers and sons, and as it always, you and I have been like-minded and like-hearted about this ever since I've known you, you know. And so as we saw what was happening here and saw the repentance that was going on, and as we saw the event begin to unfold, as we volunteered ourselves, I mean, we just were here and heard about it, and we just said, how can we serve, you know. And so they've included us in allowing us to serve, And we just saw, you know, anybody that has a heart for a father and son, and has the Malachi mandate of, you know, the hearts of the fathers being drawn to the sons and the sons to the fathers. And we just believe that, that with like-minded people should gather. And that's why I called you, is because I know your heart as far as that goes, and have always appreciated it for who you are and for what you stand for. And we wanted like-minded people to stand with us in this event.
I'm totally honored. You know, just really honored, as you know, obviously, you know my heart. And I know you were recalling also about the time we were gathered for a United Prayer meeting in an auditorium in Pensacola.
Yeah, that was one of that United UPP, or United for Prayer for Pensacola, was one of the finest events that my wife and I had the honor of attending. And you know, of course, our kids were much smaller back then, and if we had no other opportunity for a date night, our date night for the month was to go to one of the local UPP meetings once a month at the different churches around. And of course, as you know, it culminated with a gathering at the Civic Center in Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that my wife and I will never forget was an awesome moment was when you stood up on the podium and as a former deputy sheriff got on your knees before the, I can't remember the gentleman's name, at top of the bottom,
yeah, top
ministry.
Of the bottom. Mm-hmm.
But he, at the time, he was the head of top of the bottom ministries, and I think he's in heaven now.
Yes,
but you got on your knees and asked forgiveness for racial profiling, mm-hmm. And that was just a powerful moment.
Do you remember how God showed up at that moment? How powerful that was?
Oh yeah. Well, why do you think I remember it?
Everybody was just he took over the place, didn't God? Just like bam.
Yeah,
it's like,
it was
okay,
just,
this is God.
Amen. That's exactly what it was. And we just, you know, and that's what we're believing for this event. We're believing that it's going to be 12 hours of that, of, wow, this is God. This is where this, you know, we're called to the ancient paths. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah 6:16 talks about you stand at the crossroads. You look at the ancient path, ask for the good way in which you should go, and I'll give rest for your soul. You see, we're believing this. We're believing that this is one of those crossroads of life that many people are going to come to. And as they come to it, they're going to see God, and they're going to ask God for the ancient path. And so as we gather in unison here at this stadium, at this place where football is prominent, God is going to show up in this stadium, and there's going to be 50,000 ancient paths that are going to go forth out of here that's going to impact the nation and the world for decades to come.
That's
what we believe, and we're just so humbled to be a part of it.
No doubt. I'm honored to be asked. You know, that particular prayer came to pass about racial profiling, you know, being a former law enforcement officer. I was praying. I was a minister in the city. And we were gathering as we're working our way to this event at the Civic Center. And we prayed, and I was leaving. And as I was leaving, the Lord laid on my heart, tell them they need to pray for racial profiling. Ask God for forgiveness for the racial profiling. And what that is, you know, imagine, you know, that you, you know, you're an African-American family, you know, your husband and wife, you got your children, you know, you're riding down the road, and all of a sudden somebody pulls you over, a police officer pulls you over, just because you're African American.
That's right.
Not because of anything else. And then they take your father out and tell your father to put your hands on the car. And they talk disrespectful to your father, to your husband, mm-hmm. and dishonor him. And how humiliating that is to a father and a family. You know,
right.
Just because they're African. It's a spirit. Second thing is, as there's, you know, a mother sends her boy to get a gallon of milk from the store. He's just singing like any boy would sing or whatever going down the street. And all of a sudden he gets stopped and somebody starts patting him down and talking about things he's never heard about, talking about drugs or something like that. And he was just going to get some milk for his mother, but yet he was profiled because
right.
he just happened to be a young African-American male.
Forgive us, Lord.
Yeah, and so the Lord laid on my heart, you know, that needs to be dealt with. That's obviously not all officers, but that has happened many times. And so I'll go back in there and I tell them, I say, listen, you guys need to pray about this. It needs to be dealt with. And all of a sudden they turn to me and they go, well, you need to do it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And so, you know, and I was like, oh, okay. And so As we were there, you know, it just seemed like a standard gathering to me at that point, just kind of a standard gathering. And but all of a sudden, when Pastor Willie Williams, you know, talking
Willie
about
Williams, him, that's right.
Yeah,
yes.
We came out right there, and it's like everything shifted at that one moment.
It did.
And do you know what was going on, Paul, at the very same time when we left that night and we left that civic center? We're driving back on the interstate highways where we're listening to the news. And guess what was happening in Washington, D.C. on the mall that very same day?
What?
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was marching on Washington, D.C. about racial profiling.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't know that. I don't even found that out. I mean, God, listen, he's so just. He's so just, and what you're talking about is taking place in Birmingham. This is God. This is a God thing, and to be a part of that, I mean, my heart breaks for the injustice of the First Nation people. I mean, we have, you know, President Jackson on our $20 bill, but people don't understand the history of this man, you know, and how he treated. We took people out of their houses and forced them out of their homes and drove them, you know, lied to them and pushed them away, and they're human. God loves us all. We can't do those things.
We're all eternal beings. That's right.
And people wonder why a large portion of the African-American population is committed to federal government. It's because the federal government came down and told the Southerners, you're going to have to give these people the rights that they deserve. You know, and if it wasn't for the federal government coming down with you know, President John Kennedy and all the things that was taking place. I mean, they stepped in, and the federal government gave them the rights they deserved all along and had to force people to let them vote. And it wasn't long ago.
Right.
What's pretty
it's our lifetime. Yeah,
that's right. Exactly right. I mean, people go, that's a long time ago. It's like, how long is it long for my grandmother to go through that? Anyway, and so you think about that, you know, President Kennedy, when I think about it, I was born the same day, same hour he was shot. Mm. He was assassinated. It's 49 years ago. Mm. And you're saying this is 49 years from the time of that bombing, which is September the 15th.
That's right.
And then it's been on my heart. You know me, man. I'm like, I bleed this stuff. I'm like,
I'm like, there's no mistakes and there's no coincidences at all here.
Yeah.
And this, and see, we're entering into this time. That's why it's so important. This is the end. You know, God says, in his scriptures, there's a time and a season for everything.
Yeah.
We're ending one season, and we're about to begin a new season. And as we begin this new season, just like anything else, it's time of repentance for the past season, because we can't carry this into the new season and be effective for what God has for us and be effective for what he wants to do in us. We can't carry those old weapons and those old sins and all that. We have to cleanse ourselves from that. Renew our minds in a way that he wants us to be, so that we can go forth into what he has for us that's fresh and new.
And that was so awesome about Jesus is that if we first got it, we will not be able to get rid of what we refuse to acknowledge.
That's right.
Yeah, but if we'll acknowledge it, he'll forgive us.
That's right. So we acknowledge this now, and as we acknowledge this, we go forth in repentance first, second, in the cleansing process of that, and then third, in the blessings that he's intended for us all along, for all, whether African-American, whether Native American, whether White American, whomever, and we go forth in that and do that. And that's what we're
and
called.
God responds. God
That's
responds
right.
to repentance and humility and just following his ways. And what excites me, too, because I'm looking at, and you can get to this, go to the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com or go to redigginthewells.org. But that Jubilees happens in 50 years, but you start announcing Jubilee on the beginning of the 49th year, which would be September 15th, right?
That's right. It was announced at the end of the 49th year and the beginning of the 50th. That's right. So
that would be when would be the end of the. Say it again.
Yeah, it like you said, it was announced at the end of the 49th year and the beginning of the 50th year. So that's the way Jubilee was always announced in ancient Israel.
Which means we have a Jubilee in front of us.
That's right. So we're at the end of the 49th year here.
I'm so excited, Paul. Oh, my goodness. Go ahead. I interrupt you. Go ahead. So what now?
No. That's okay. That's quite all right. So we're about to step into this thing.
Yes.
And as we step into this thing, we step into it with, you know, with new hearts, with cleansed hearts, in a format that God honors and that God says yes to. You know, this transcends churches, transcends religion, this transcends any religious acts. This is a righteous act that God says yes to. And that's what the goal of this whole leadership, and I speak for them, not as a leader, but as a volunteer for them. I see the righteous acts that they're taking to get right before the Lord, to right the wrong, to right the injustices, and to step out in the justice of our Heavenly Father. And man, my wife and I, Susan and I, are so excited and humbled to just be a part of it. I mean, if all I was able to do is to hold the door open for people to come in, I'd do it. Because I'm going to be a part of it.
Yes.
You're not going to keep me away from it. And I pray that others will be stirred like my wife and I are stirred.
Well, I was just sharing this with, you know, some of our leaders, you know, from around the nation, and some of our leaders in Texas were talking about, you know, loading up in a van and coming. How do you register? How do you participate? What do you got to do?
Yeah, piece of cake. Just go to rediggingthewells.org, and there's a place there. When you get to the website, it just says register. Registration is free. And you just register, you'll start getting the emails, you'll start getting notices about the event. And it's a totally grassroots volunteer event that is, that's just, we believe, is just going to be a groundswell that's going to just culminate with the beginning of a new movement. And, for those that feel compelled to donate, there's a place to donate there as well. But the main thing is to register, to support it in prayer, to support it in your heart, in your spirit, in your mind, of what the intent is, and that is to repent for the sins of the old season and be cleansed so we're ready for God's blessings for the new season to come.
How do you become a part of this procession? Is that just certain people, or does anybody get to walk and march? And
you can come the day of. You can register. You can also contact on the website as well, and email. Mm-hmm. There's more information on the website itself, where it says on the website it talks about. They don't really have a lot about the procession yet on there, but you can register the day of the procession down at the little park that's real close to the church, or you can just on the contact page of rediggingthewells.org, you can also send them a message that way as well.
This is like 25 days, 11 hours, and 56 minutes and 20 seconds away. You have a countdown thing on your site right here.
Yeah, no, it is. I'm looking at it too.
Time of broadcast, but think about if you can go back in time and be a part of the Selma March. Think about if you can go back in the time and stand for the righteousness of God, that we can stand, we can be in the mix of this, and just like, because we're doing things for the eyes of the Lord, not for the eyes of men.
That's right.
And that God could see us in eternity. We'll talk about, you were down there, you were uncorking the wells, you were part of that. I'm just excited about being a part of it. So I guess if it starts at 10:30, if you want to be part of the procession, you need to get there, I guess, real early that morning in Birmingham, Legion Field. Find out more on rediggingthewells.org, or you can go to the VFN Torch at vfntv.com. Paul, I want to thank you so much for sharing this with us, and I'm honored that you would invite me. And a lot of our leaders are talking about, you know, wanting to load up and come, and make sure you give Susan our best.
I will, Greg, and your family too. And listen, it's an honor to talk to you, as always. You know, you're such a blessing, and you've been a blessing to my wife and I and to our ministry. And I just want to thank you for that and for your support here on this. I knew that of anybody that I called about this, that this would just tweak your heart to the point that it's tweaked it, you know. And so I'm just thankful, and I praise God for you and for your ministry, Greg.
Thanks so much. We pray a blessing over Overflow Ministries. God bless.
And you.
We'll be right back in just a moment. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at vfntv.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.